humankind in society will not hold to the special interests divisions pitting one class of humans against one other in an unyielding pendulum swinging back and forth and back and forth, directing us of our interests and ultimately failures of misdirection, unjust actions. Even though we may not like this consideration here of mine, ultimately our society is responsible for this cause-to-effect imbalance if you understand the mimetically present complexes to which is holding them to their conclusions of thought. In short time, these will be in fact capable of brain-mind mapping to their complex sources. But until the time to which this unfolds future time forward into our collective knowledge of knowing mimetically tracing truth, similarly to what can be genetically traced in DNA science, any further injustices will the undoing of our best peaceful advancements and progress achievements made in our societal relations. We need to stop the swinging of special interest pendulums and hold all to the same exact same absolutes of tools of honesty, integrity, wisdom, virtue, truth and honesty, and most important peace-bearing forces to right these wrongs, so that these wrongs are forever scooped up out of the muck of human disinterested selfishness of systematic systems of oppression that are at this point in our informational technology world becoming more evident. They have been held in silently, invisible, and strictly held secrets or in circles of people in certain leadership roles of power to which they have been abused for so many generations. This because we have never freed ourselves from one group of special interest against another, that other such disinterested people are so misunderstood to why these are so abusively portrayed, even if only held by a few bad apple actors in our society, that unto the masses these abuses, if left unearthed, unnoticed, unaddressed, unabsolved, will only goes to the injustices that ultimately all in society will suffer the casualties for not doing the right justice actions now today that is being called upon us and actually have been called upon us for a few generations now. 1. Eulogy of Robert F. Kennedy of June 1968 through 2. Marlon Riggs' Introduction to Standards v5 in 1 through Current Era Date Address to Congress by 3. Pope Francis and now 4. President Barack Obama, most recent of Sunday, July 10, 2016, to listen to one another, and 5. Hillary Clinton calls for a change in the indifference called upon our community's current Democratic Party nomination candidate for November United States presidential election. For each and every single one holding any injustice will ultimately erode at our future time unification that we must strive for this day collectively, and there is no excuse to not hold unification efforts for each and every one of these individuals into our collective societal track of direction to honor. As the Adinkra symbol the gramophone says, one bad makes all look bad, or the bad makes it difficult for the good to be noticed. It is a symbol against deception and hypocrisy. Both Mpitapo and the gramophone are symbols of historical significance known as a Solomon's Knot symbol. See https://int.wikipedia.org/wiki/Solomon%27s_knot, for as a patriot of our country foundation forefathers, even though this country was formed with slavery unfixed and embedded into allowance of laws, if you are a true patriot of intention, you understand that all men, as termed to refer to as mankind, are created equal, and in order to form a more perfect union, our founding fathers gave us a vision to which so far this vision has been silent and just beyond our reach to fully enforce between us, specifically individually against each other.